Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. An environmental group is hosting a public hearing today in Fairbanks to gather testimony on a draft environmental impact statement for the proposed Pebble Mine. The Anchorage-based Alaska Center is holding the town hall meeting because the Army Corps of Engineers, which is taking input on the draft EIS, has not held any hearings in the interior. The Alaska Center's Alyssa Quinton says today's meeting gives interior residents opportunity to voice opinions on the controversial project.
We didn't get to have a chance to hear directly from the agency what's going on, and we didn't get to have a voice or a say in the project and how this is going to impact our communities here.
A release announcing the meeting says 3 hours are being allotted for a public testimony and that a court reporter will transcribe comments for submission to the Army Corps of Engineers and Senator Lisa Murkowski. The session will also include a panel to discuss the Pebble project and its impacts. Canada-based Northern Dynasty Minerals wants to extract copper, gold, and molybdenum from a mine site near the headwaters of Bristol Bay Watershed, a location opponents say poses unacceptable risk to the world's most abundant salmon fishery. The Alaska Center-hosted Fairbanks Town Hall meeting on Pebble is being held at Raven Landing and runs from 3 to 7 p.m. The Trump administration remains on track to hold an oil lease sale in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge this year. The Alaska Energy Desk reports that Interior is working on a final draft of its environmental review for its oil leasing plan for the refuge's coastal plain. Speaking yesterday at Anchorage, Interior's Joe Balash said he expected that document to be released by August.
And once we have a final EIS, we'll be in a position to issue a record of decision and notice a lease sale. And that lease sale will happen in 2019.
Congress legalized drilling in the refuge in 2017 as part of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. The legislation required Interior to hold its first lease sale within 4 years of the bill's passage. Balash said Interior received over 1 million comments on its draft plan for leasing in the refuge. Alaska Natural Resources Commissioner Corey Feige says the state plans to hold its annual oil lease sale on the same day as the Arctic Refuge lease sale. Alaska State Troopers have released the name of a man murdered Tuesday in the western interior community of Koyukuk. Troopers identify the victim as 46-year-old village resident Gene Mayfield. Troopers arrested 27-year-old Conrad Jones Wednesday and charged him in Mayfield's death. Citing a criminal complaint, the Fairbanks Daily Newswriter reports that Mayfield was the boyfriend of Jones' mother, and the two men did not get along. Jones told troopers he shot Mayfield Tuesday night after Mayfield came at him with a knife and a gun. A Fairbanks utility has suspended sale of compost due to PFAS contamination. Golden Heart Utilities says the compost it makes from sewage sludge will not be available this summer. A release from the utility says two common PFAS compounds, PFOA and PFOS, have been found in the compost. A letter from Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Jason Bruni to the company says samples show the compost has levels of the compounds in excess of DEC migration to groundwater soil cleanup levels. The letter says it's unknown if compost previously distributed by GHU contained PFAS, but that, quote, sustained use of large amounts of PFAS-contaminated compost could have potential groundwater impacts, unquote. The letter also says the agency intends to work with GHU on, quote, alternative storage, treatment, and disposal options for biosolids, unquote. A release from GHU says the utility does not use PFAS compounds in its operations and that it's believed to be coming from home and business wastewater the utility processes. PFAS from firefighting foams has been found in groundwater in neighborhoods around a city firefighting training center and Fairbanks International Airport. The population of senior citizens in Alaska is growing faster than in any other state, and Alaska does not have enough care facilities. A Fairbanks-based program is helping seniors remain independent and living at home, and as KUAC's Tim Ellis reports, the program, like the senior population, is expanding.
There comes a time when just about all of us will need help with the simplest of daily chores like cooking and washing. And when that time comes for senior citizens in Fairbanks, Delta Junction, and now Tok, they won't have to struggle or resign themselves to checking in at the local old folks' home. They can just sign up for the Senior Companions program.
My senior companion steps in and they can now assist that individual so that they can remain living in their own home for as long as possible.
Laurie Lizotte runs the federally funded program out of the Fairbanks Senior Center, and she says it's urgently needed.
By the year 2020, 19,000 seniors in our community alone, and we only have like 260 beds, Pioneer Home and Assisted Living Homes.
Lizotte says it's the same situation statewide.
Alaska has the fastest growing senior population in the entire country.
She says that's because many of the people who came to the state in territorial days or early on after statehood stuck around. And despite the independent spirit that brought them here, many of those old-timers now increasingly need help.
When you look at those statistics and you realize how fast our aging population is growing, what are we going to do to help them as they age? That's where we step in.
Senior companions like Kathleen Parsley literally do step into the houses of people who are signed up for the program.
They need more help. Some of them can't let go of the walker to get the clothes out of the dryer. How would they do that, you know, and without likely falling and hurting themselves?
Parsley has five clients around Fairbanks who she helps do both household chores and errands around town. She says many seniors don't drive and badly need the transportation.
A lot of people just struggle with that and have to go around, knock on doors and ask, could you take me to the doctor on Friday? And
Parsley is herself a senior citizen, so she understands that sometimes her clients just need companionship, both around the house and sometimes to get out of the house.
The joy of this program is that I can go to the movies and take them with me. We go out and eat a lot.
Besides the personal gratification she gets from helping people, Parsley says the part-time job keeps her active, and the $2.65 an hour stipend the program pays improves her quality of life by boosting her fixed income.
It works great for me. It's just enough extra income to add to my Social Security.
Lizotte says in addition to the stipend, companions are paid mileage and expenses. And she says the money they earn from the job is not federally taxed. But she says the pay obviously isn't intended to be the big draw for people interested in becoming a senior companion.
This is truly not about the money. Yes, we get to put a little money in your pocket, but this is about generosity. It's about compassion. It's about caring.
Lizotte says she's recruiting more companions to meet the growing need in Fairbanks and outlying areas. There are 28 companions now, including 7 in Delta and now 2 in Tok. She says anyone interested in the program must be at least 55 years old and be able to pass a background check. And she urges anyone who meets those requirements, especially the compassionate and caring prerequisites, to contact her at the Senior Center. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
And I'm Dan Bross.